Guys, welcome to a new Who's in the Pros podcast. I've got my this is TW. I've got my co-host, Mr. 100, Grant Kersey. What's up, Grant?
How we doing? What's up?
So I figured we'd do this to cover, NBA is all the rage. They're in the bubble now. But me
Right.
and you always talk about the NBA. Obviously, the guys in the league now, there's so many of them. I feel like we need to just every week update everybody and on how the guys are doing, not just in the NBA but just in the pros in general, right? I think it's hard to do, it's hard for everyone to keep up, so let's just try our best. I think there's at least a good appetite for it right now during this bubble. What do you think?
So many guys in the league right now, and then it's also a lot of guys overseas as well. And I know it can be harder to kind of find information or find highlights on those guys. So I think it's perfect. It'd be fun to talk about them all and just kind of keep everybody informed.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe we'll have them jump on, give us quick updates here and there from some of the guys, and
Sure.
not feel the pressure of the hour and a half other podcast that we do. We're just trying to keep it light, lighter,
Yeah, keep it
content-wise.
keep it
So
chill.
today we're gonna have Zach jump on and just give us like a good rundown of
Keep
all
it up,
that's happened in the league. And actually, we recorded the Zach part. That was yesterday. That was what? If we're gonna talk NBA, maybe we talk about our history with the NBA. Like, how do you generally follow the NBA as a kid growing up? Not now that you know a bunch of guys in the league. I'm talking like as a kid, Charlottesville resident. Like, what was your team? How did you watch? I know Kobe's your man. Like, but what was that experience like?
Yeah, I mean, I was a day one just a huge Kobe fan. I still remember them. I vaguely remember, I think that's my first memory of Kobe winning was one of the years when they went for the three-peat. I remember staying up late, watching them win it all. But yeah, I'd usually just follow through Twitter and Instagram. I mean, you can catch scores, highlights, all the big plays. I mean, something goes viral, it's going to be on every platform. You're going to see it. I mean, I check them regularly, so I'll see it on there.
So you don't do League Pass. No League Pass.
No, I do not do League Pass.
Have you thought about it?
It's hard. I've thought about it, but I mean, when we're in season and we're in classes, it's hard to have time to watch, sit down and watch full games. So like besides like Twitter and Instagram, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll just catch like the highlight recap videos on YouTube and watch like all the game highlights in like 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
All right, so as a kid in Charlottesville, UVA representation in the league pretty light. Like, who do you remember in the league? Sean?
Coming up.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it might have been Roger Mason. That's it, right? Sean
What
Singletary?
then with Sean, yeah.
We've been yeah, it's been
Yeah.
so you just kind of followed as a Kobe fan, and then you became a Lakers fan, adopted Lakers fan. Now, how has it changed now with Ty, Dre, Kyle, Devin, just all these guys that you know in the league? Now, what has the experience been like for you following them now?
Oh, I mean, I love it. It's awesome. I mean, you turn into. You kind of have one like the Lakers will always be my team, but now I got a bunch of teams and you follow every guy obviously, and that's kind of what you see in Charlottesville. I mean, more people are following the NBA now, and it's not necessarily they have a team. They kind of follow the UVA guys and or pick one guy that they follow more than others, and that whoever team they're on kind of turns into their team.
Yeah, it's kind of how it was for me. I think football as well, right? Same deal, right? I'd follow the UVA guys and then adopt a team. I guess back in the day, it was R Bullets and Redskins were like considered the local team, but not really.
Yeah,
It's like, yeah.
DC is the closest, so it's considered local. So you got a lot of people around me were always DC fans, like Wizards fans, Redskins fans, and
Yeah, I
then
think that
in
there's a
the
ch
NFL
Orioles. I don't know, Orioles
world,
or Nationals now. Maybe some Baltimore Ravens fans out there. I don't know. It was a mix, but there was never consensus like Virginia. Virginia was always like the. Obviously, if you're from Charlottesville,
But yeah,
let's do
and I
it.
think especially now with the bubble, the regular season coming to an end, the playoffs about to start, that's going to be a lot to talk about.
And then And let's talk about your blog for a minute. You worked on that for a while.
Yeah, long, it was a long, I had to make sure I wanted to, I had a lot I wanted to say, and I kind of just wanted to make sure I put it down in the right words and kind of touched on everything I wanted to touch on.
If you haven't read it, we'll put the link in the description, and then appreciate everybody obviously buying the gear, and they're gonna be repping Mr. 100. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then we'll have Zach Carey, who follows. He's a young cat. I'm not gonna call him out on his age, but he follow. I mean, he watches the games like crazy.
Oh
We
yeah,
appreciate. He writes the blogs. He's all over it. He runs like every fan page for every UVA player. So it's pretty neat hearing him talk about it and catching everybody up. So comments, feedback. We'll put a link down in the description. There was one thing on the forum that I was gonna t we were gonna talk about. Your favorite non-UVA NBA player. We know yours past, but what about current? Current guy in
right. That's a,
non-UVA, right?
I would say
Dame
the guy
time?
who, who'd you say?
Dame time?
Damn, yeah, he's up there. I mean, you gotta like just the all stars, but I would say the couple that stand out are like I've always kind of watched the guys who've trained with Kobe more. So like Devin Booker and like Jason Tatum, who kind of like try to adopt like the Kobe in their game, just because I like to see
Yeah, the
him try to like
evolution of
Kobe
Mamba
like catch up.
mentality.
Yeah, exactly. Or like DeMar DeRozan, or people like that. People who try to really get
Right.
the Mamba mentality and who Kobe tried to kind of pass that on to. I like watching
So who is top of the list for you now? Let's if we had to pick one player, who is it?
probably Devin Booker.
Ty's teammate.
Yep. Who's
That's pretty
yours?
cool. Who is mine? Probably outside of UV. I mean, I just watched UVI so closely. It's probably Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. I'm in the Bay, so I hear a lot of them, and I've been watching them
Right.
a lot. I met him at Summer League with Sean, so kind of followed him his whole career. And obviously, his run at Davidson was awesome.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Kind
I know he's a Hokies fan, so it's kind of weird.
of hard, right? Yeah. But
Overall, though, yeah, I'd probably say. But I just like basketball. I'm a junkie, man. I
yeah,
watch
that's
all of
like
it.
this,
It's
bro.
like, I like the beef that happens. Like we talk about all the beef that occurs from. I don't know how much of it is real, but it's fun. I think it's awesome.
I like watching a lot of the young guys too, like Lonzo Ball when he came in the league. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the Melo Ball.
Yeah, it's
Zion.
gonna be fun.
I'm like you. I just like basketball, so.
What about let's do the reverse. Who do you hate watch in the league? Like who can you not stand?
Who can I not stand? Ooh, that's
We
tough.
hear Zach's. We hear Zach's in this. But who's a guy that you when you watch you just don't like his game, you don't appreciate the way he plays or whatever. Or 'cause you had some beef on the court with him, whatever.
Don't think I've been on the court with many of those guys. I don't know. That's a good question.
About James Harden? He's kind of like it.
I was gonna say, if I had to say anybody, it'd be James Harden, but that's because for some reason I can't play with him in 2K.
That's a good reason.
Like
I
I
mean,
don't know
my thing
why.
is
I
like,
just always, whenever I'm the Rockets, I always get smacked.
yeah, his real. I mean, I just don't like watching him. He's amazing, and I get it, but like his reliance on like drawing fouls,
25, yeah, 20
and
feet.
then. Yeah, the free throws and then the step back feels like a travel and like all that stuff. Like the Euro step feels awkward. It just seems like he's messing around in the gray area, which I don't.
He gets away with it, and then Steph Curry can't do it.
Yeah, that's just kind of. But when I watch him, I'm like, dang, he's so good. Like
Yeah,
it's hard to deny.
his ability to put to just score, it's crazy. Yeah, I
But
don't know
you
why.
think.
For some reason, I can't play with him in 2K. So, you
Going with
think the best
Harden.
scores in the game, I'd be able to play with him, but I guess not that one. Not him.
Yeah, hard. I mean, Chris Paul is kind of a tough watch because he's always like complaining about refs. And then I remember how dirty he was at Wake.
Yeah, but I liked watching him this year just because the media tried to wash him out, and he's like, oh, I got to prove him wrong.
Yeah, I mean, he's great to – all of them are great to watch. At that level, it's, like, incredible what they can do. So, I can, you know, it's kind of a hate-watch thing. But now he's Dev's teammate, so it's super weird.
That's true.
All right, so we'll have Zach jump on right now, and let's get this thing going. If he obviously comments, feedback, hit us up. You know, we'll put all that stuff down below, and enjoy. And we'll get started. We're going to have Zach join us right now, adding him in. How are you following these games? Are you a league pass guy?
Yeah, definitely.
So what is your – because, I almost, like, follow all the guys in the league through you at this point. But how – so walk us through what are you seeing? I know tonight Dame Lillard had 61. Mike Scott had 17 tonight. Ty, Kyle didn't get in. Justin had a rough shooting performance today.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, walk us through what has it been like covering this NBA bubble for you?
I mean, it's been awesome. I mean, just from, going from March when everything got canceled, that sucked. But, now, I mean, there's just games. Like, I'm watching like 3-4 hours of basketball at least every day.
That's sick.
And like, yeah, I know, it's awesome. And our guys, like, I mean, specifically Malcolm and Joe are just going off. I mean, yeah. Those two are just ridiculous.
So he started, what, 6-for-6, 7-for-7 the other day?
Something like that.
And he ended up with like 27 or something.
He ended up with 27. He got into foul trouble late, and they kind of pulled away, I think. So
I was hoping for 40.
I know, I was too. There's just one Nets writer, Nolan Jensen. He writes for SB Nation Nets, and I was just like talking to him because he just absolutely loves Joe Harris.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think Brooklyn just like loves him because, I mean, he's just like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, fan. I don't know if he's a fan favorite, but I sure hope so.
I think he is. Just from interacting with Nets Twitter and whatever.
So what do you think the appetite is for the average UVA fan? We're going to see when we post this.
Yeah.
I think Grant was saying a lot of the UVA fans are now watching the NBA because there's so many guys in the league. But
yeah,
we thought this would be an interesting way to, maybe we'll do a recap once a week, maybe every other week. I feel like the playoffs coming up might help.
Yeah,
we'll
definitely.
We'll see how people feel about this. What is your bet, Grant? What do you think?
I think people like it. I mean, just another kind of source of information about our guys in the pros and just kind of the pros in general. And I think now definitely with the playoffs right around the corner and playoffs about to pick up, then
it's going to be a lot
of topics to talk about.
I think maybe we can get a few of the guys to jump on with us, shoot the shit for a little bit.
Yeah. Obviously, it's impossible to know, like, how many casual or whatever, even diehard, like, UVA fans have bought League Pass. Like, right. I got to think quite a few, but, like, there's also those people that are just, like, I'm not paying, like, $60 for, a month or two of basketball. Like, I mean, there's got to be people like that. And, there's just too many games to keep up with it. So, yeah, I think talking about it would definitely, I don't know.
So give us the rundown. I kind of went through the rundown tonight. So
yeah.
So
like each guy.
Yeah. Give us the general. Okay. Maybe just catch us all the way up.
Okay.
Bubble wise, let's just start with the guys. Locker Room Access founders Ty Jerome. So how's Ty? I mean, I've been watching, but catch everybody up. What has his bubble experience been like?
Yes. So Ty, I think he's in a good position, but also a difficult circumstances. So I think in the preseason bubble games, or whatever you want to call them, scrimmages, I guess they were, there were three games, and Ty played the first two games a lot of minutes. Ricky Rubio, who's the Sun starting point guard, was hurt like the first game or like rested, and Ty started, played relatively well, backed up Rubio in the second game. And I thought he played pretty well. I think he struggled against a couple of quicker guards. And so essentially the Suns have so many guards. They have, you know, Booker, Rubio, Oubre, Johnson, Bridges, Javon Carter, Cameron Payne, Ty, yeah. And then there's one other guy, like Jalen Lecque. And so he's kind of lost out on minutes just because they're so deep at guard. And they're just a really complete roster. So I think he's had a tough time breaking in there.
They're 7-0 at the moment, which is crazy.
Right, right. And yeah, so it's hard. Yeah.
And then obviously if they went out, I'm assuming they're going to be in that play-in game at least.
I think. I mean, it's tough, though, because there's so many teams in the West vying for that spot. I mean, I'll check the standings right now.
I think it's down to 4 now with the Pelicans just being eliminated.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because I think it's them, the Grizzlies, the Blazers, and the Spurs.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. So it's going to really come. There's one more game, right? It's only one more game.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Because
for them,
For them, at least, the other teams might have more than one.
Yeah, so they're. Like, they're literally as Grant said, San Antonio, Phoenix, Memphis, and Portland are all within half a game of each other right now in the standings.
Wow.
Which I don't know how tiebreakers are going to work out there if there's like some
division
crazy four-way tie. Yeah, I mean,
I think it's head-to-head and then division, and then it just goes down.
Yeah, and then if they're not in the same division, it's like conference record.
Yeah, crazy. But, if I'm going to keep it 100, hard for me to watch when Ty's not playing. Like, it's really hard.
I hate it. I hate it.
It's like so frustrating.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Javon Carter sucks. Like, I hate it. Like, he's a good defender, but he sucks on offense. He can't
Yo, he had 17 the other night, though. He was hitting like a bunch of threes. I hate watching at that point. I don't even know what I'm watching.
I mean, yeah, he's not, but I don't think he's creating much backup point guard role. Like, that's just like, if you can defend at a high level and then hit open threes, if you have guys like Booker and Oubre, you can play with the bench unit, then you can just be a complimentary guy. And that's, Ty's different, you know, Ty is a plus on offense and not as much on D.
Yeah. My guess is they like Javon's defensive intensity. Your guess, Grant?
And they're 7-0. Like,
You can't change things up now.
They're gonna keep everything the same game to game because they're getting wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to watch. I mean, it's like I'm cheering for the Suns, but I don't even know why at this point.
But you're like cheering for I mean,
it's weird. It's like, that's the weird thing about following a player versus like having a team, right?
Yeah. I mean that. Yeah.
Like, I want the Suns to win because I'm watching all their games now. I know the team, but it's just like weird because I'm cheering for Ty. But I guess that's what everyone's in the same boat. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like some people want the Suns to win, and some people want to win so they can win.
Yeah,
or like win by enough that Ty gets in and can impress.
We'll have to talk to Mark. Is he cheering for them to lose or Ty comes home? And then next one, Justin Anderson.
Yeah.
What's his update?
Yeah. So Justin's in a really interesting spot because the Nets have been absolutely ravaged by like injuries and then guys opting out because of COVID. So like, because Deion, like just the like list, the guys the Nets are missing, and missing like DeAndre Jordan, Spencer Dinwiddie, obviously Irving, obviously Durant, like a number of other guys. And so Justin has like, he's had a solid opportunity to get some playing time and impress. And he's played well defensively. Obviously he dunked on Giannis the other day. So like, I mean, that's hard to get noticed, you know? I mean, cause this is more than just like an application or whatever you want to call it, tryout for the Nets. It's for the entire league. And
right.
I mean, it's exciting to see him, you know, all of a sudden, everyone, ESPN, Bleacher Report, everyone's posting this video of this relatively unknown guy dunking on Giannis. And, you know, I mean, it's exposure, you know, and obviously he had a rough shooting night tonight, but hey, I mean, get your shots up, you know, like why the hell not?
I mean, I was trying to tally up how many impressions that dunk got.
Oh,
I counted
millions.
Like a million. Yeah. I counted like a million just on the big channels. And that's just on Twitter. So not Instagram, not Facebook, not obviously on TV.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Cause I mean, that went, everyone posted that at once. Like that went viral instantly.
It did.
Yeah.
And that could be your MVP getting dunked on. And I know some people, we talked about some of the other pods, some people say they don't call it a poster. No. I call it a poster.
That's a poster. If the guy goes up.
Even if he's held shot, he's still
going. Yeah. And it's not like he was on like, I mean, it was straight up. It was like face to face. I'm just throwing it down on you.
Right. I mean, even if you're held shot, you still have to make a decision of whether to jump or not.
Yeah.
And so he must have thought he could get there. So he made the decision to jump.
Yeah, you see what Giannis did tonight, though? That was some he headbutted.
He got tossed.
Yeah.
He headbutted somebody, right?
That was like.
It wasn't really a headbutt, if I'm being like, when I looked at it.
I know, but like, it's still like, I don't know. It was weird.
All right, so Justin playing well oven tonight. I mean, he was whatever, 0 for 12. I get it. It's not good.
Yeah, someone said, yeah.
Yeah, I think who's in the NBA said it was the worst.
Yeah, like most missed shots without a made. I don't know. We don't. Yeah.
But overall, he got a lot of minutes too. That was cool.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, even with an incredibly injured team, they still got like. I mean, Joe's injured. Like a bunch of guys.
Yeah, Joe's having back, and they're clinched. So.
Yeah, they're fine.
Good opportunity. For him, who do we want to go to next? Mike, let's do Mike Scott. I saw he played really well today.
Yeah, yeah, he was hitting shots today.
I mean, yeah, he was.
I mean, the Sixers are also banged up with Simmons and Embiid, most notably. I mean, and so Mike's kind of stepping into that, like,
do it all rule.
Do it all, yeah. I mean, like, the thing with Brett Brown is, like, the dude changes up his rotation so often. Yeah. So like Mike had, I mean, he had consistent playing time, but his, like he would play, but his playing time was all over the place this year. And it's the same thing in the bubble, but I mean, he's making the most of it. And he's a valued veteran presence there for a team that's young and has had a lot of issues gelling. I mean, he's a key cog in that, that rotation.
Yeah. I saw that. I mean, there was some games he gets like 6 minutes. And then he started tonight, which was really cool.
Yeah.
I still love watching Mike Scott play.
He's
fun to watch. And then what are the Sixers looking like now? I mean, I was thinking they might win the whole thing, but now without Simmons and Embiid, it's like doesn't seem very likely.
Yeah, I mean, I live right outside of Philly. I mean, the Sixers, they're a disappointment here. Like,
gotta be.
Like even if you say okay, Simmons and Embiid are healthy, like right now they're locked into the sixth seed in the East, and you're just like what? Like with the talent on that team, I mean you got like even past Simmons and Embiid, you've got Tobias Harris, Josh Richardson, you know a number of Furkan Korkmaz, you know a bunch of guys off the bench that can and Mike that can contribute. It just they haven't gelled well. And they're
they're one Kawhi Leonard, you know, shot away.
Exactly. I mean, that's what's so frustrating. It's like, you know, the ball bounces the wrong way, and they're in the
finals.
Who
do you want to hit up next? Obviously, you kind of touched on Joe, but he's got the back injury, playing really well.
Yeah, I mean, my brother joked he's got the back injury because he's carrying the Nets on his back right now. I mean, he's averaging 20 points per game in the bubble on 58% shooting from three and 62% from the field in 29 minutes per game.
Wow.
Which is like talk about efficiency. I mean, and the other thing is like what he's putting on display is that he's so much more than just a shooter, so much more than just a complimentary piece. And he's raising his stock big time for free agency this summer. Even if like the Nets, I mean, they're not going to do much in the playoffs, even though they're playing miraculously as a just a bunch of, like, you know, random guys that they've just that the new head coach Vaughn has just been able to sort of cobble together. Like, they're not going to do much in the playoffs, but for Joe, he's making significant money this, you know, this summer just from how he's playing right now. And Brooklyn has his bird rights, which means they can go over the salary cap to sign him. Yeah. 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 So he'll be back in Brooklyn most likely, but I mean, he's going to get paid and he's going to be on a very good Nets team when they're healthy next year.
It's going to be really interesting, that dynamic though, bringing back Kyrie and KD.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got a lot of guys, like they got a lot of ball dominant guys.
What about Kyrie leaving Joe off of that list when he was talking about the future?
Yeah, I don't know. Kyrie's Kyrie. Like, what are you going to do? I mean, I think Kyrie, I don't know. I mean, I don't think the Nets, like, and this might be a little hyperbolic and maybe just biased, but like, I don't think the Nets get where they want to go without a couple guys like Joe Harris.
Right.
And when you got one in the building, like, you know, why would you let him go? Because, I mean, yeah. I mean,
Your guess, he stays in Brooklyn.
I guess he stays in Brooklyn. And I mean, the Nets are going to be loaded next year because they got Caris LeVert. He'll be like their sixth man, and he's averaging like 23 points in the bubble or something. But, yeah, my guess, he stays in Brooklyn. And
what do you think, Grant? You think he's in Brooklyn, or is he?
I don't know. That's a lot of guys on the Nets. I mean, you go somewhere else, you can get a lot more shot attempts.
I don't think he's going to be there. If I was betting, I would bet he's not going to be at Brooklyn.
I think I would do the same, just based off he could go somewhere else, still get paid, but also have a bigger role, I guess, and get more shot attempts.
I guess the bird rights thing is real.
But, yeah, exactly. That's the thing for if he can stay in Brooklyn for that reason.
So if you say he's not going to stay, where do you think he'll go? Like, I mean, I've seen people say Knicks, which I just hate. Where do you guys think he could, you know, he could make an impact?
Oh, I specific team, I don't know. But, I mean, I just feel a player like Joe can fit in pretty much anywhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So, like, I think whatever situation he feels best in, he's going to get paid regardless. But specific team, I'm not sure, but I just think he could go anywhere and make such a positive impact that I don't think that'd be much of a problem for him finding a new place to go if he does decide to leave.
Yeah. I mean, the trades and who knows what. There's a lot that's going to go down here in the next.
Yeah. I mean, they could sign
and trade. Who knows what the next season will look like? Like, are they going to start and have a quick turnaround and try a shorter season or what?
I mean, they could do a sign and trade. They could do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Because they have a decent amount of assets.
Absolutely. And they might be looking up to make they might be looking to clear some cap space just for the, you know, with all those guys on those big contracts they got there.
All right, next one. Let's do Devin Hall, Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, he's been getting a little bit of like minutes here and there, but how have you seen his pre whatever scrimmage to now? Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing for Devin is, like, similar to Malcolm, like, kind of played off-ball guard a little bit in college. Now he's making that transition to point guard. I thought in the scrimmages he looked pretty solid. I mean, I think he got, like, minutes mostly in, like, the third and fourth quarter. He played but he was clutch in those. I mean, he made some really nice passes to Andre Robertson at the end of this one game to clinch that. I think he's playing well, and he's passing the ball. What's that?
He had two passes down the stretch in that game, right?
Yeah. Two kickouts. Yeah. I mean, he Euro stepped in and then drew the whole defense and then kicked it out, like, blindside to his left. It was a real nice play. I mean, he's – I think he fits decently well in OKC, but they've also obviously got, like, CP3 and a number of other guys that are above him in the pecking order.
They've kind of had him in the Oklahoma City system for a while now, right? So
yeah.
It's kind of cool to see where this all goes. They've been really good about keeping their guys in there.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I think Devin is similar to, like, with Joe. I mean, his early years in the league, he really didn't play a lot. I mean, he was like on the Cavs when LeBron was there, and then he got to Brooklyn and he just got in the right system. And I think OKC is giving him a chance to develop, which I think is really awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, and he has, like, he looks.
Oh, definitely.
He looks quicker. He looks like he could, you know, he just looks like better in every way, which is kind of a testament.
Because, I mean, they had him in the organization overseas, like they still had.
Yeah.
The organization, even this year, they kept him with the G League team and then brought him up in Orlando.
Right.
So, I mean, they have to see something in him to keep him around the organization. So, I think it's great. I think he can just kind of grow and develop, and all he needs is that one opportunity, that one shot. I mean, you know, that's the guy that's going to put the work in and be fine in the locker room. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, all the other stuff, he's going to be straight.
There's no, He played well in the G League this year. Like, he was dishing six, seven assists. He was like high teens for point totals. I mean, he was playing well. So,
He had that crazy dunk in this showcase. That was nuts. I've never seen.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was wild.
Yeah, you don't expect that, but yeah.
I saw on Instagram he posted like a warm up dunk. He was up there too. I'm like, all right, let's. People sleep on that.
I was going to say, people sleep on the bounce.
Yeah, they do. And then I guess we can go with Kyle next.
Yeah, yeah. Kyle, I mean, he's in.
Birthday boy. Happy birthday, Kyle.
It'll make his day just listening to us talk about it. Yeah. No, but he's in a weird spot. Like, I think the Kings like him a lot. And so, like, he's definitely – and he signed, like, a two-year, two-way deal, which is kind of relatively rare, I think.
Yeah.
They've done that with a couple other guys that they've brought onto the roster. But, I mean, Kyle, in G League play, he played well as, like, in pick-and-roll, you know, in pick-and-roll opportunities, dishing the ball, which I think was kind of the most important part. It's, like, he might not be a PG, like a one-guard in the NBA, but as long as he can be more than just like that catch and shoot guy, I think people can live with his with being a little bit smaller defensively, if he can, you know, show the hustle. And I think the Kings also just have so many guards that it's tough for him, kind of like Ty, to get playing time right now. But I think there's potential long term there if they continue to give him a chance.
I was thinking him with someone like Ben Simmons would be awesome, right? Because being a big guy that can handle, then Kyle could be the point. Yeah, he could be the one, but not really have to be the one.
He can bring it up if he's got to. If not, Ben can take it. He can just be ready.
Yeah. I mean, even just someone like Malcolm or someone like just like a bigger, you know, just like, I mean, even just,
I mean, he played so well and bringing the ball up and shot the ball so well in the G League. So it's like,
yeah,
it's another one of those things where it's like you're in the league, it's early, it's the first year, first year for him, and then first couple of years, and you just need the opportunity.
It seems like in the NBA, finding the fit is the hard part.
It's critical. I mean,
yeah, because then you get lost in the shuffle. Like, I'm confused why London is not in with some team. It's so weird to me.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm like, that man can run. I don't know, whatever.
I mean, starting as a freshman.
Right? Yeah. You're talking taking the helm over Malcolm for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, he took Malcolm's spot. I mean, like, what the, you know? I mean, at least a point guard, I mean, obviously. But I think he was with, like, the Wizards at one point. Like, he was playing well in the G League and for their, like, affiliate.
I was surprised the Wizards didn't call him up for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
We gotta ask. We should probably ask him. Maybe they did, and he did. I don't know. I don't know if he opted out or had some other complications.
Yeah.
And then, Malcolm, your man's.
Yeah.
Playing out of his mind.
Yeah, he's balling right now. I mean, he's in a weird – so, like, the big thing for Matthew – so, I just wrote down his stats, too. So, in the bubble, he's averaging 18.6 points per game, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, shooting 44% from the field and 36% from three. And actually, 36% from three is good to see just because he didn't shoot the ball so well this year just because of a different role. But Malcolm and the Pacers are just this really interesting team because they don't have Domantas Sabonis, their all-star. And the Brogdon-Sabonis two-man game is just ridiculous. With like dribble handoffs, ball screens, those two are so in sync for only having played together for a few months. That hurt Malcolm just coming out of it because he's playing such a different game. The Pacers are playing like a four out. They're playing like, you know, they've like threw Aaron Holiday in there. He's like a six foot two guard. And so
he's tough, they're playing. I like him.
Yeah, no, I do too. He's developed a lot this year. But it's just tough for Malcolm because he has fewer touches. Obviously, TJ Warren's gone off. And so, but Malcolm's playing incredibly well. He's sharing the ball and he's scoring when they need him to.
TJ Warren, Jimmy Butler. Beef.
Yeah, I mean,
big man. Yeah. TJ Warren's just been on a whole different level. How much do you guys think? So I've heard people talk about the depth perception. I think it plays a factor.
Yeah, I remember. You were talking about that the other night. Because of the dark background, right?
Yeah, yeah, dark background, and it's not as much space back there.
Yeah, but aren't they playing? Don't they have crap on the screens? Like, isn't that as distracting, if not more, than like fans? I mean, I know there's less space back there, but
yeah, but the depth, like the space, it's so different. Like, you look behind the backboard, you see the wall, you see a screen versus you look and you see just rows and rows of seats.
Yeah,
yeah. Because from every angle, it's consistent, is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah.
As opposed to, like, when you're looking off and, people moving around and shuffling around.
Yeah. I think it's different. I mean, I know from going just practice gym main court, like, you can tell the difference, like,
Huh. Yeah, I mean the other thing with TJ Warren,
are shooting percentages up across the board?
Oh yeah, they all
way up, right?
I think it's like 3% from three. Like, okay, they're up around the league. I mean, then again, you also have the top 22 teams and not the bottom 8 teams. So I don't know, maybe right, there's some aspect there. But like, then again, competition's better. Yeah, so
we'll see when the playoffs come.
How many did Paul George hit the other day? Wasn't it like
something crazy?
He is something crazy,
but he's down to do that regardless of.
Yeah,
that's a question we should ask. We should talk to Kyle or
talk to guys shooting in the air.
Yeah,
you got people hitting from the logos too. Like,
I mean, that's Book? What happened. Oh my god! Yeah, you see that one shot from Booker the other night though?
The half court.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just like clock winding out, and then like he barely even touched net. I mean, that thing just went.
Yeah, the net didn't even move.
Yeah, it was.
You got Dame who did it tonight, and then bounced all the way up in there, and then
yeah, that was like Lillard. That. London had a shot like that, and like against like Iowa State a while back. I think that's what it reminded me of. But
yeah. Right.
Syracuse. Ty did it. Syracuse in London.
Oh, it was Syracuse. Yeah, that game. I blocked that out of my memory.
So this guy, Lillard, was 18 for 18 from the free throw line.
Yeah. I mean, he's
wild.
That's James Harden numbers right there.
He had back-to-back 50-point games.
And he's had three 60-point games in the season, even with fewer games. That's like
– crazy.
I think like four guys have done that or something.
You saw him and Paul George and Pat Bev talking on Instagram the other day?
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I mean, Beef is so good for the NBA.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And, like, Bleacher Report had a field day. I mean, they – because it was, like, in their comment section, whatever. Right? So they were posting about it for, like
– You got
going
to.
Going crazy.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. I'm just saying. You know, I mean, that's just, like, that's gold for them.
Yeah. That was amazing. So what should we look out for here in the next couple of days?
I mean
– I say the
– Obviously, the Suns.
Yeah, who's going to get the 8th seed in the Western Conference?
Yeah, that's the big one. I mean,
all right. So what is your prediction on who's going to get that 8th spot?
Me? Grant. I mean, Grant.
Let's start with Grant.
Start with me.
Yeah.
So hard. Because can the Suns ride this hot streak, or are they bound to lose? Like, are they bound to
I mean,
lose?
They only got one game.
They got one game left.
Can they go undefeated in the regular season? Like, that's, the regular season bubble?
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, they play Dallas.
Okay, that's all one left. That's tough.
But Dallas is clinched, though, so.
Yeah.
I need to know what needs to happen. Like, because Portland, like, does Portland need to, if they win, do they get it automatically? Like,
well, I think, no, because it's that, there's that.
That was a playing game.
Yeah, it's a playing game. Yeah, yeah. So they just have to be ninth. That's all that matters. So they don't even have to be eighth. They don't have to pass Portland. And here's the thing. The Grizzlies play the Bucks.
Right. So, yeah.
I mean,
is Giannis going to play?
Oh, probably not. I mean, he'll probably get – he could get a suspension.
He could get suspended for that?
But he's also not – I mean
– yeah, they don't need to play. Also,
they don't need to play.
Yeah, they don't need to.
All right, so really – I mean, my guess is all four of those are going to win out, right? Like, they're going to win the next game. Yeah. They're all going to be tied.
And it's going to be the same. And then the standings are just going to stand as is.
Well, no. San Antonio.
They play Utah.
Yeah, San Antonio has a lower winning percentage. I don't know, actually.
Yeah, because they have one less game.
They have one less game, which that's like a sucky way to lose out on. But, yeah. I mean, I don't think.
Here are the tiebreaker rules.
Okay.
Head-to-head win-loss. Division leader wins tie from team not leading a division.
Okay.
Division one loss percentage for teams in the same division. Conference win loss percentage. Win loss percentage versus playoff team's own conference. Win loss percentage versus playoff team other conference. And then lastly, net points of overall games.
Oh my lord.
Oh, that's for the two way tie. If it's
yeah, but what happened?
Tie.
Yeah.
Then it's division leader wins tie from team not leading a division, head-to-head win-loss, division win-loss, conference win-loss, and then win-loss percentage versus playoff team's own conference, then win-loss percentage, other conference, and then net points, all games. Wow.
So basically the same. Yeah, but it's pretty – I mean, so Portland plays the Nets, and they should win that. So
– that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so Portland will definitely be the eight, and then it really comes down to Memphis and Phoenix. And if for right now, it looks like Memphis has the tiebreaker.
But if they lose – I mean, if they lose to the Bucks.
Yeah. I mean, it really comes down to, are the Bucks resting everybody?
Right. That's the thing.
Which they will.
Which I'm sure they will. Why would they not?
Exactly. I mean,
I feel like every team that needs a win, going up against a team that doesn't, is going to, like, they're just going to win.
Yeah.
Which is why I think.
So, I mean, is it, are we, so this means that Phoenix, like, assuming everyone wins out, Phoenix isn't in. It'll which is crazy at 8 now.
Is that right? Yeah. It'll
I mean, because it's only, Memphis. Yeah. Which is just like.
How do you win out and not get in?
Exactly. Like they should just do like a have Phoenix and Memphis play if they end with the same record. Have those two have them play in to play Portland in the tiebreaker. I don't know. I mean, they're not going to do that, but.
But I mean, they had all the teams going to the bubble had a chance. You know what I mean? They were on the edge.
Yeah.
So win out and don't make it. That doesn't make sense.
Well, because Memphis just won enough games.
Yeah, that's true.
Barely. I mean, they lost four of the last five.
They had eight games, and they went 8-0. If they went out, that'd be crazy.
If they go 8-0 and don't make it, something's wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I wonder if the NBA will step in.
Yeah, so I think Memphis has the season tie. I think they have the tiebreaker. So I think that's like head-to-head tiebreaker. I think – that's just what I'm – oh, wait, actually, hold up. No, No, they're tied in the season. Yeah. So it's 1-1. It's 1-1 in the head-to-head. So it's whatever that second tiebreaker is.
So division.
So division like standing or like record?
Record.
Okay. So Phoenix.
Win loss percentage for this.
Okay, first division. What division are they in? Hold up.
Suns are in Pacific.
Pacific. So they're
six, Southwest.
I think so. They're 6-9 in the Pacific, and then
Grizzlies are 4-9.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Wow. So Phoenix will get it.
So they would get it.
So then they just get to play Portland. They just get to play Portland for the eighth spot.
Eighth spot.
That'll be a crazy.
Everyone's watching that game.
Yeah, but the Suns have to win twice.
Yeah.
Yes. Suns will have to
win twice. And they still got to beat the Mavericks, which is, I mean, the way Luka. I mean.
Yeah, but they'll probably rest Luka, right? There's no. I'm thinking the first half will be close and they'll pull away the second half.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's how all the games have been.
Right.
Well, actually, yeah, they'll do that. Because they're in the seventh seed.
Yeah.
They're locked in.
They're locked in, yeah.
All right. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think, should we do one of these before the playoff starts? Or before the playing game?
I mean, so here's what to watch in the playoffs. It's going to be Miami and Indiana for like five, six, seven games. I mean, so you're going to get that TJ Warren. I mean, that's not for like, I guess that's not for like UVA fans, but like for the NBA, that's just.
Who's your the Sixers your team like?
No, I don't have one. I'm UVA.
Malcolm,
mostly. Yeah.
What about you, Grant? Who's your team? You were a Lakers fan.
Yeah, I'm Lakers for sure.
What about now? How do you feel about LeBron as a Laker?
It's hard for me.
It is, right?
Just because I'm a diehard Kobe fan.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard. I mean, because I think he's the greatest player of all time. And I know a lot of people don't think that. And now a lot of people are going to think LeBron's the best Laker of all time. So it's hard for me.
Nah, LeBron's not the best Laker of all time.
No. I mean,
he's only going to be there for like 5-6 years.
A lot of people would think that.
Yeah.
Younger people. Older people are going to go Kareem probably. And then
Magic.
Magic. Yeah.
Then Kobe.
Then Kobe. Yeah. Well, Kareem. Well, I mean, Wilt. I don't know Wilt.
I mean, Kobe got 5 rings. I mean,
Shaq.
That's what I'm saying.
Shaq
was so dominant.
When they won 3 in a row, yeah, Shaq was crazy.
Peak Shaq is really hard to beat, but I guess longevity-wise, hard to argue Kobe.
Exactly.
It's really hard.
Yeah, Shaq's – I think – I would
just give Shaq the most
dominant player ever. I would give Shaq that.
And if you went one season, I mean, I forget what year it was, but like that, Shaq was just on another freaking level.
Yeah.
So Shaq was like 01. I think it was 01.
I think that's what, yeah.
It was the year that Iverson.
It was, yeah. They
played, you're right.
Went to the finals.
Yeah.
And stepped over Tyronn Lue.
Yeah.
Bro. I wasn't even born yet, and that's like my favorite sports moment of all time.
That's awesome. That's wild. All right, so we'll try to keep this up. Maybe we do once a week. I don't know. Maybe we might have to do an emergency podcast every once in a while.
If someone goes off,
I'm down. And then we'll try to get a couple guests on here to come talk post game, pre game, post bubble, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it might be easier to jump on and do this one than the all UVA podcast.
Yeah,
but different aspect, which is cool.
Yeah. Anything else, Zach? You got in the works for everyone listening in terms of blogs, articles coming. You gonna do a post recap of everything?
Yeah, I should. I mean, I'll probably do something in the next coming days when seeding
regular season. Closer. Yeah, that'd be great. I mean,
yeah. I've been workshopping a. I mean, it's. I don't know if I'll put it up now that it seems like the season for like UVA's. I mean, this is an NBA, but it's a post about Hauser and Jay Huff and just what they could do in Bennett's offensive system. Just talking through that. But yeah, I mean, I'll do some NBA coverage for sure.
I'm nervous about college sports. I really hope it happens.
I mean, there's got to be a college basketball bubble. I mean,
how are you gonna do
that? I don't know. Like it.
Send everybody to Greensboro. Just make it like the tournament. Just make it longer.
What about
how do you do seeding?
Pushing it to March. What about pushing the entire season to March?
Yeah, but so then how long does the season go? Like a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do round robin ACC. Real quick, yeah. Round robin ACC is what, that's like 20 games. Maybe not even. Maybe it's just one time. I'll play every team plays each other once in Greensboro, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it would UVA three year reigning champs.
I hope by a legit one.
Yeah.
I really think this is another year where we're like a Final Four contender. I mean,
oh, for sure. I mean,
not even like take off the Homer orange and blue glasses. We're absolutely could win the fucking thing again.
Oh, you know? For sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, you just look at. I mean, the key is going to be like as it kind of was in like 18-19. Like, so you have like you could call what you could call your big three with like obviously Kihei, Sam, and Jay, and then like. Like, who else steps up? Like, Thomas probably, Jabri, whoever's, like, if they just get, like, one, that X factor guy, like, I don't see why they're not going all the way.
I mean, if Sam is the shooter to spread the floor, and honestly, Jay could do it too. Yeah, that's a squad right there.
You got Tom shooting. You got
Tom. Kihei's fucking marathon man.
Yeah. And you're actually going to be able to, like, sit him more than, like 90 seconds a game with Reese. I mean,
that is, I mean, the question I guess would be on the defensive end, how do we look? It's a lot of new parts.
I feel like we're fine on the perimeter.
No, but who's doing the hard hedging? Like, who's replacing that Mamadi Braxton combination?
Yeah. Justin
McCoy, yeah, maybe.
I mean, hopefully Sam. I mean, Grant, you could speak on this. Like, how does Sam know it? Does Sam know the pack line and be able to play as a big?
Yeah, I mean, he just went through. I mean, going through a whole year. But the thing, like, regardless knowing or not, like, you can't easily replace Momdy. You can't easily replace Braxton.
Oh no, obviously. But
the combination. I feel like the instinct and the experience of that. That,
yeah,
is really hard to encapsulate.
Right. Yeah. I mean. Yeah. I mean, Momedy's on ball. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We could talk for hours about this, but yeah.
I'm just guessing. Yeah. I'm just trying not to think about it until we hear it.
Yeah.
Of some kind of.
Right.
Because like practice is happening, right, Grant? I mean, like.
Yeah.
They're doing it. They're moving forward.
Yep. I mean, got to prepare in hopes that we can play safely. So,
I mean, if they do push it to like, hey, they're talking about doing the whole next season in the NBA as a bubble.
As a bubble, yeah.
That'd be crazy, though. I mean, when are they starting that?
It'd probably be January.
I've heard December 1st, possibly.
Yeah, it could be.
Nah.
Like training camp December 1st, and then
wow. So I mean, like December, yeah. I mean, because January.
Well, no they also yeah.
And then you.
Yeah, got I mean that's the thing because like what the finals are like I think like latest end on like October 25th, so that's like right. A month. That's exactly. Literally just a month.
You got teams that have been resting since March.
Yeah. So what if the worst eight teams in the league are all of a sudden like the best? I mean,
but I think it also means. NBA's always had talks about a shorter season, so now it'd be interesting if they do that. How does that work? Do guys like that better?
50-60 games, yeah.
Wow, so basically the Warriors can be pretty.
Yeah, because they'll have a high draft pick.
Yeah. They're going to have like top 3-4, right?
They're going to obviously draft Mamadi with the first pick.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Oh, yeah.
And then, no, but let's just say they get
Wiseman
or LaMelo?
I was going to say LaMelo.
But they don't need LaMelo. I mean, they got the backcourt now.
I know, they got the backcourt, but.
Why not? I mean, that's perfect time to get a guy and just have him learn
the ropes. But aren't they in the win now? Like, don't they want a big? I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like what their mindset is. Like, are they trying to win a championship in the next 2 years with Steph and Clay, like, and Draymond? Like, are they trying to rekindle that, or they're like?
Wiseman would be an incredible piece.
Yeah,
they'd probably take Wiseman. I just feel like LaMelo Ball with Curry and Clay would be just unfair.
Well, here's – yeah.
At least for Instagram. It'd be amazing.
Can you imagine LaVar Ball then? He'd be like, yo, he's taking Steph's spot.
So good.
I mean, here's where LaMelo could go. He could go to Atlanta, play with Trae Young in the backcourt. Like, that's
Trae's never going to get the ball. Like,
yeah.
Trae Dre now. Like, get him out of there.
Facts. I mean, yeah, no, for Dre, that's not what you want, but –
Minnesota's going to have the number two pick or one pick?
I mean, they haven't even done the lottery yet, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The lottery get pushed back because the draft's not till October now.
What is the draft going to be like? We got to talk to Mamadi about this.
Yeah, we got to ask.
It's going to be like the NFL draft. They're just going to have –
like this. It's gonna be like this Zoom call.
It's gonna be Adam. It's gonna be Adam Silver in his basement. Like, oh man.
Wow, this is a different world we're living in.
Yeah.
No. All right. Well, appreciate you guys jumping on next week.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it sooner, but.
Yeah. So wait, when's like the last seeding game? Because we definitely like if the Suns are in it, we definitely want to
Friday. Do that. This Friday.
Friday. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I think it's Friday the 14th is the last regular season game. I think the playoffs then start Saturday, right?
Well, the play-in game will probably be.
Yeah.
The play-in game will be Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday or Sunday. So then Monday the playoffs start? Wow.
That's so soon.
It's going to be quick. They don't have to travel city to city. They just got to walk across the resort.
Yeah, what are the rules going to be for the playoffs? They haven't announced that yet. Is it just going to be every day? They can play every day?
They're probably going to have to have somebody.
No, I don't think so.
The guys won't go back-to-back. They'll probably just flip-flop.
Every other day?
They'll go every other. Cause like,
but there'll be games every day.
Yeah, you can't do back-to-back. That's evil.
They won't do any more. They probably won't do any more like 2 days off. Because, I mean, that's for like, you know.
That's for travel.
Yeah, that's for travel.
I mean, all of it doesn't make any sense at that point. The East, West, all that. Throw it all out the window.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I wish they just do 1 to 16. I mean, that's a different, I don't know. I guess you can't switch it up now. Like with a season already played, but whatever.
Right. But everybody's always talked about that.
So it'll be Lakers versus either Portland or hopefully Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I mean the thing about the playoffs is it's like our guys are on some of the like fringe teams. So I mean, like that's kind of, you know, because like I you'd think like the Pacers probably have the best shot of advancing to the second round, but like unlike last year, there's probably not. I mean, yeah.
In the East, and it's probably going to be the Bucks, right?
Yeah,
yeah. The Celtics? I think it's one of them too. Now that the Sixers are got some injuries, I think it'd be one of them too.
Don't sleep on Toronto.
That's the thing.
Right, they're always good.
You can't sleep on Toronto. I mean, and the thing is, they got the experience now. Like the Bucks, like they choked in the playoffs last year, and now they don't have Malcolm, and they've lost a lot of games recently. Yeah, okay, they've been resting guys, like, but they're not in a rhythm right now, so they're gonna have to find that.
That is also very true.
Then the West is crazy with the two LA teams.
Yeah.
And then Bobo.
Bro, it's such a bummer that we'll probably get like an LA Western Conference Finals, but it's not going to be
in LA. It's not in LA. Right.
Like I that know. Is just, oh.
Can you imagine that if it's in LA?
The thing is, it might not ever be. I mean, I don't know. Like that.
Yeah. You're right.
just with COVID, I mean, I don't know, like, Paul George's or Kawhi's contract details, but, like, the way those guys move around, I mean, they're not going to be there for long if things don't go well. But, yeah.
Only thing is that I can see him staying is being back close to home.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, AD's a free agent this summer, right?
They all have those 1 year deals, I think.
Yeah, all got right? the 1 year. Yeah.
No. LeBron signed a 4 year deal.
No, LeBron. Yeah, LeBron's got 2 years still.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see AD leaving, but
I don't see him leaving though.
Yeah.
No, they got LeBron there. It's clutch.
Yeah, he's good.
That'd be good. All right, fellas. Appreciate y'all. Till next time.
Hinch fakes the pass and sends it down with a tomahawk slam. Jerome off the glass, count it, and one. Jim Jerome.